This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday as a busy week continues to roll on, and we've got a lot of things to talk about. Derek's out today. I've been out a day. Derek's been out a day. So total for the year, we've been out 2 days, and Daddy's been out 24. So it's good to see that, you know, that you're in. You're like Regis. You're like Jim Rome. You're like Dan Patrick used to be. You know, they put your name on the show.
I get ripped on because I've been here all week. That certainly makes sense.
Yeah, the guy. Half the time.
Let's rip on the guy that's been here all week. That makes a hell of a lot of sense.
I'm just saying, you're going to go 5 for 5. There will be a cake tomorrow. Maybe cookies. There will be a small party in your honor.
When's the last day I missed?
Why are you so angry today? What's the matter?
I get verbally abused when I come in here.
I know. Just point out fact. You know, it's okay. You're looking at your Pro Football Weekly to find out the last time that, you know.
Looking for Richie Ross in here.
Is he in there?
No, he's not in this.
Oh, poor Richie. Hey, coming up in just a moment, we're going to get our show underway and talk a little bit about the UNK Gridiron Club. And Brad Koenig and Coach Daryl Morris are going to be in studio. They are right now, and we're going to chat with them in just a moment about an event that's coming up next week. Also, our continuing preview of the 136th Kentucky Derby. Chris Katulak joins us from the TVG Network. They've been out covering everything around the world. And, of course, Breeders' Cup and the Triple Crown, the two big things that they really focus on. We'll talk with Brad, we'll talk with Chris about that, and also Joe DeMeo at the end of the show, fantasyplayersedge.com, NBA playoffs, some surprises last night, definite surprise in the only NHL game last night, so that's all coming up on the program today, plus we get ready for a busy weekend, and we're going to talk a little soccer, too, on the show today, a little bit, because we don't want you to forget that today is the first time in the history of Kearney soccer that a team from Omaha metro area is coming out in the regular season to play a soccer game. It's a rematch of the Class A Boys State Championship last year. Millard West taking on Kearney High. Also, huge Loper lunch today going on at the Health and Sports Center. They got 6 or 7 coaches speaking, wrapping up some of the spring for spring sports. And then, of course, Coach Moores, Coach Squires talking about spring ball that they had to get ready for this fall. But Daddy, have you calmed down?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get you all riled up. I know you're ready to talk football because the football program is going to have a fundraiser coming up next week on Tuesday, May the 4th. And we've talked about the Gridiron Club, and our guest today will have a chance to explain it a little bit more. But we're trying to get the wheels turning a little bit more on this situation.
Yeah, I think just maybe a group of community supporters, as we were explained earlier. The Gridiron Club was established by Matt and Amy Cope, if I'm not mistaken, Coach. Matt was a receiver at UNK and thought, hey, I've seen my being there. We need some help. We got to compete with people. Well, that's kind of spilled over to just community members. Not necessarily. They just want to be associated with something. So everybody just kind of got together. It's a community effort now. Concerned citizens like Brad Koenig just saying, hey, we need more money for scholarships for UNK athletics, especially football, if we're going to be competitive at the level we want to be competitive at with the facilities we have. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, the Gridiron Club is just one organization I have trying to help us do that. Brad has been very graciously involved in trying to help us get our scholarship funding up a little bit. And I'll let Brad answer some questions about what we're doing right now or what they're doing right now. But, you know, we are behind a little bit in reference to our competitors in the state of Nebraska, whether it be Wayne State or Chadron State, in terms of the number of scholarships we offer. And Brad is aware of that and has, been working his fanny off, to be honest with you, to try to help us change that.
again, Daryl Morris, Brad Koenig are with us here in studio. The fundraiser is going to be at the Holiday Inn coming up on Tuesday night, starting at 5:30 with the social hour, the dinner at 6:30, and then there'll be an auction item. Jack Hyatt's going to speak, the UNK Remington Award winner from this past season. Brad, we see UNK doing what they're doing, and by saying that, winning playoff games, going 11-2, and I guess it's people are left to wonder, on one side, how in the heck are they doing that with what's been given to them as far as bringing the top athletes in? And boy, what could be if we were on an even keel with everybody else?
Exactly. That's a good point. You know, I think the term that you'd want to use is they're overachievers. And they work so hard, and they work together, and they have tremendous desire. And last year, everything fell into place incredibly well, and they had a great year. But the fact of the matter remains that they are still at a tremendous deficit relative to the amount of scholarships that they're able to offer as they go out and try to replenish the cabinet with new players. And so we've got to fix that. We're at the bottom of the RMAC conferences relative to football scholarships. Nobody understands that or believes that, but it's a true statement. And what we want to do is try to raise money specifically for UNK football scholarships so that we can get on an even keel with our peers, Wayne State and Shadron State, much smaller institutions than us, but they have a lot more scholarship money for football players. That's not fair. That's not right.
Well, we're not looking to compete with UNO as far as scholarship goes because the RMAC doesn't allow that.
Correct.
RMAC, at the maximum, has 24, if I'm not mistaken.
28.
Well, 28 has 28. Raised it.
The NCAA limit is 36. UNO would be a fully funded
36 scholarships. So. Right. You're looking at a huge deficit there. I was explaining to somebody the other day. Somebody told me, said, Tony, you got UNO. You know, they get engineers and doctors. We've got teachers graduating, and that's kind of one of the...
From a pay scale
from a pay scale, as far as somebody giving back to the community and saying, you know what, here's $500, where down there, let's have a walk. Well, here's $5,500. And it's just, we've got to go out into the community, to the businesses, and get more people involved.
Daryl, I guess the question, and I know we've asked it before, we've discussed it before, but I want to rehash it again. There's always some confusion as where the money is distributed for all of UNK, and I guess how UNK doesn't have as many scholarship dollars as some of the other schools in the conference.
Well, you know, it's an institutional unique situation for every school, I think, as to what they can afford to fund and what their budget will allow them to fund, the number of sports that they have, and that kind of thing. So here's the budget, here's what we have, here's the way we divide it up amongst 16 sports, and this is your cut, and our cut is significantly lower than our peers. So with the help of people like Brad and Paul Eunice and John McCoy and a lot of others that I don't want to get into a list of names because I'll forget somebody, but with their support, they recognize that we are behind the eight ball. Those decisions are way above my pay grade, don't really know. But I do know that we need to do something to stay competitive, and that is get our community interested in what we're doing, and I think they are. I think Brad is a perfect example of somebody who understands our situation, has interest in what we're doing with these young people and the impact that we can have on their lives and what they bring to the table for UNK, for Kearney, and I'm just thrilled to death that we have a group of people who are interested in that and are willing to help us.
And, Tony, I think one thing that should be pointed out, all the other programs – I don't know about all, but most of the other programs do something like this because they have to find funding because they're not football. They're not bringing it in. And I guess it's just weird that, you know, you'll have the basketball team having something. You'll have the baseball team having something. You'll have the volleyball team having something. The football team really never has had anything like that.
Yeah, and something that I think about a month and a half ago, Brad, maybe you can explain more what the meeting was that got things started and maybe what's transpiring on Tuesday night.
Sure. Well, this is something that's kind of been brewing on the back burner for a couple years, actually. I've had dialogue with Daryl. I've had dialogue with Phil at the foundation, and there have been some people that have said, you know, we really need to address this issue and get it corrected. And so we've assembled a group of about a dozen of us, and we're working hard on it. We're going to have a great great meal out there at the Holiday Inn Tuesday evening. It'll be a two-meat buffet. We'll have typical fundraiser fashion. We'll have some silent auction items. We'll have some live auction items. We have some great items, by the way. But, you know, the idea is to raise money for incremental football scholarship dollars. And the neat thing, I wanted to say this too, Division II athletes are different than Division I. They are, the term student athlete is so appropriate because they're students first, athletes second, and they don't get full rides. And so, you know, if we can give Daryl a scholarship or two or three, that might get six or ten people in here to play football for UNK. So, you know, you can really leverage your investment.
And we're not giving full scholarships to one football player like a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people are Division I mode. Okay, this kid's on scholarship, this kid's a walk-on. That's not the way it works unless it's an extremely unique individual. Pick a Richie Ross, pick an All-American, pick a Justin Coleman. I don't know if those guys were ever on full scholarship. You get a half a scholarship, you get a third of a scholarship. If you're smart, you use that kind of scholarship. It's a little different at this level.
It is. We don't have anybody at UNK in football on a full ride scholarship. We never have in the years that I've been the head coach, and I don't recall ever being, when I was an assistant here, having a young man on a full ride scholarship at UNK. So, yeah, you take the amount of money you have in your scholarship budget and you chop that thing up as many ways as you can to get as many kids and help as many kids as you can. Defer the cost of an education, which is getting more and more expensive. So, you know, if we can raise the amount of one scholarship on Tuesday night, then I can probably get five or six or seven kids to come to UNK to play football, graduate, bring something back to the community, and, you know, do what they do. But, yeah, nobody, I've got 110 kids on my team. Probably 50 of them have some level of money, and the rest of them are all trying to earn some.
Then Jack gets to speak, and maybe somebody that's maybe is underappreciated that did more for this program in the last three or four years than Jack Hyatt. And what a career you had, Daryl. I've never heard of a kid learning to snap with his left hand at halftime when the other hand's broken and give it all for the team, lay it all on the line.
Yeah, and Jack is a perfect example of the type of young man that we can attract with, you know, a few thousand dollars to come from Colorado and leave his home state and come to UNK. He's graduated from UNK, so everything we promised Jack Hyatt when he came here as a recruit has come to fruition. I mean, you know, he had a great experience. He won a championship. He's an All-American on five or six different teams, and he's got a college education that he's going to apply and make himself a living with. So, perfect example of what we can do with some help.
Again, UNK football coach Daryl Morris and Brad Koenig are joining us here in studio. The UNK Gridiron Club is going to have a dinner and scholarship fundraiser Tuesday night at the Holiday Inn. Dinner, auction, you can meet some players. Coach, you're going to be showing a little film talking about last season, which is a good thing because the best in UNK as far as a playoff advancement, previewing the upcoming season. Jack's going to talk, and then the auction, spring football just wrapped up. I don't know if you can say. Can you say what a scholarship is worth at UNK if it was a full ride scholarship?
If it was a full ride right now, if it was an in-state student, it'd be around $12,000. If it was an out-of-state student, it's going to push $14,000. So, and you know, when you get back to scholarships, if you get back to an institution like the University of Nebraska at Omaha or Saginaw Valley State that we beat in a playoff game, there are out-of-state and in-state equivalencies. So an out-of-state scholarship at UNO might be worth $15,000. A portion of their 36 scholarships are going to be at that level of money. So there's quite a hill to climb if you're going to chase somebody like that. But we're more interested in getting on the same playing level of the people that we deal with, and that's Wayne State and Shattern State and the RMAC Conference.
Can you, just to push it one more and maybe show the folks that are listening, can you flat out point to an instance, and you don't have to point to that instance, where a kid said, I want to come here, but this is a better deal?
Yeah, I can. And I'll tell you, somebody that's in our league making a lot of noise is Colorado State of Pueblo, who has recently come into our league, fully funded at 28 full rides in our league, and has been able to out-recruit everybody, us included, in the RMAC conference and pull a kid away from us. There's a young man from Kearney that decided to go to Colorado State of Pueblo and leave the city of Kearney. So, you know, they can reach out and slap you around a little bit.
Yeah, that's bad news when they come to your backyard and they start taking the kids that are really, when you look at the kids on the team last year, so many were local kids, and that was one of the fun things about following that team. And I think that's what you want to continue to draw from is a local football player, whether it be 8-man level or 11-man level.
On Tuesday, we're going to highlight some local kids, and we're going to talk about some of the kids that, because of the help we've gotten from Brad and other folks, we've been able to attract the Mason Brodeens and the Justin Sweetbergs and Shane Carehair from Franklin and Rustin Dring, who is a very good football player right out
he's
of Kearney.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's all right. So, we're going to highlight some of those kids and talk about what it has meant to them to be able to stay here in Kearney and play football.
Brad, not everybody's going to be available Tuesday. If they want to know more about the Gridiron Club, if they want to donate, if they can't be there Tuesday, if they want to donate to something that's going on Tuesday, maybe throw an auction item your way. They contact you. Is there a hot point? How can they get in contact? How can they help?
Probably the easiest way is to call me on my cell phone, 440-2941. And, it is interesting. People are really understanding what the situation is, and they're stepping up big time. We're selling lots of tickets. We're getting some great auction items. I'll just give you one example. I found out yesterday that we're going to have a Husker football helmet autographed by Ndamukong Suh. And so that'll be a very popular item. It'll bring a lot of money, and we're excited about it.
Green Bay Packer jersey signed by Aaron Rodgers, for example.
Yeah,
awesome.
Jay Hawk also has signed one for us. So we've got some things. It's going to be great. Gentlemen, there's going to be some Mother's Day items on the auction. It might be a great idea to come and
that way you won't forget.
That way you don't forget, Big Daddy. I'm trying to help you out, brother.
Daddy. Daddy. Also, there's some UNK memorabilia, Arizona golf trip, some landscaping, St. Louis Cardinals package, and a lot more are some of the things. And you can find out more about that. Contact Brad. Contact Coach. Coach, before we let you get out of here, we can't let you go without wrapping up spring. I think we talked to you a week before you wrapped up spring ball, and you got a lot of kids to replace. So the outlook coming out of spring.
Right now, we're still a little bit away from having an offensive line that is solidified and ready to replace the really good players that we've lost. The secondary and the offensive line are the two areas that are a little bit lacking in experience and depth, so we're still in the process of trying to recruit a couple offensive linemen to come in and help shore us up a little bit, as well as some high school defensive backs also to come in and join that group of guys. But still think we're going to have a competitive football team.
Health-wise,
we got out of spring with just losing Rashard King, who was a young inside linebacker that was making a lot of noise in spring ball and really coming on and going to challenge Justin Sweetberg and Ethan Kuhlman, some of those local guys, injured a knee and will probably be out until October.
All right, guys, thanks for coming in and joining us on the show today. We're going to try and get some folks pointed your way, not just Tuesday night, but up in the upcoming days and weeks and months. And looking forward to the season. Wayne State, they just released the schedule yesterday, August 28th, home opener at 6, then the next week off to UNO, final meeting between those teams until they're good enough to get in the playoffs and play us. So, we'll see how that works out. Brad Koenig, Daryl Morris, thanks for coming in,
guys. Thank you very much.
We're going to take
you Tuesday.
You bet. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we're back with more right after this.
It's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition. And now it's right here in Kearney, Nebraska. Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength, and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Do you want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Complete Nutrition has the best products at the best prices. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is getting you the right products you need for the best results. It's time to look your best, feel your best, and complete your life with total health and nutrition for the complete you. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Feeling lucky? At Plum Creek Motors, good luck is on the house because everyone's a winner. Go to PlumCreekDeals.com and find your opportunity to win a new Chevy Aveo 5. No tricks, no gimmicks. Some lucky person can win a new Chevy Aveo 5 this month. Bring your spin and win number to Plum Creek Motors. If it matches, you win. And everyone's a winner just for completing the online instructions. you'll get $100 worth of free e-Outlet Stores gift cards. Good toward brand name electronics, cookware, and more. Plus, get an additional $1,000 savings voucher towards your next purchase. Keep all the approved rebates and incentives. Go to PlumCreekDeals.com and spin to win a new Chevy Aveo 5. And remember, everyone wins $100 worth of free e-Outlet Stores gift cards, along with an additional $1,000 savings voucher, good towards your next new or pre-owned purchase. At PlumCreekDeals.com, one spin and you win. Savings off MSRP. See dealer for complete details.
Remember last year's Kentucky Derby? A 50-1 long shot named Mind That Bird flew past the field.
Makes his move on the far outside, and here he comes, and they turn for home.
And took the run for the roses in one of the biggest upsets in Derby history.
He knew upset the Derby.
See if this year's first leg of horse racing's Triple Crown favors the long odds. It's the 136th running of the Kentucky Derby from Churchill Downs. On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550, May 1st.
Partial sunshine develops across the area today, along with a chance for a few showers and storms late today and then into this evening. Highs reach in the low 70s with northwest winds, staying gusty at times to around 10 to 20 miles per hour. Showers and storms are possible tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
Target Daddy Show. Want to remind everyone that we feed our folks with the help of Burger King with two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Two great new tastes at BK. How about the Whiplash Whopper Daddy? Spicy mayo, pepper jack cheese, and crispy red peppers, which give this new sandwich a little bit of a kick. And the Buck Double, flame-broiled quarter-pound double cheeseburger, just a dollar. Check it out today at Burger King. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to catch up with Chris Katulak of the TVG Network, talking a little bit more about what's going on at the Kentucky Derby. We had Ed DeRosa from Thoroughbred Times on. We had Jeff Apel joining us, beat writer and horse racing expert with the Grand Island Independent. Has been at Thoroughbred Times, now out at Indiana Live, and he gave us their picks. They were different on both sides. Be interesting to see what Chris has. Tony, I think when we make our picks tomorrow, it's going to be difficult because if it is a sloppy track, or somewhere in between, like they say, that could set you up for one set of circumstances. If it's not as bad as they say and they still can keep it fast to good, that should set up for a different set of circumstances.
Yeah, you know they're going to do everything they can, and they're going to seal that track up tight. Now, whether you get 2.5 inches of rain, that's obviously not going to be tight enough. It's still going to be an awful wet track. But, yeah, it will set up differently. And then when you got the favorites coming from 1 and 20, that's a weird situation in itself.
It would be neat if those were the two horses that wanted to get to the lead right away. And tell us a little bit more and break it down now that the draw has been official. It is Chris Katulak joining us from the TVG Network back on the Doug and Daddy Show. Chris, thanks so much again for the time.
Hey, thanks. Glad to be here. Glad to be a part of your show, as always.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, before we jump into the Kentucky Derby, folks were just fired up that there was a Fodder Park race, the Big Bosselman on TVG last week. How'd that work out for you guys?
Well, it actually ended up working out very well because we were uncertain first if it was going to ever be on. We were thinking it was going to, once it was on, it was going to be taped. And then it ended up being on live. And we got actually to talk about the race for about 3 or 4 minutes in the build-up to the race, which is always good crunch time for the wagering dollars to be sent in. And it was basically the best-case scenario for Fodder Park. And I'll tell you what, the appreciation seen by the fans from me when I was there in March to kind of kick off the whole Fodder Park being on TVG was just humbling and gratifying as well, because so many people came up and just said, hey, thank you for what you've done for Nebraska racing here with TVG. So that was pretty cool. I loved it.
Chris, obviously with the success and with the things that have been going on at Fodder Park and the success of the live meet, will there be more sightings from TVG in the future?
Well, you know, we can get all excited, but then, you know, it is what it is, basically. It still is Fodder Park racing. We're never going to have the Kentucky Derby at Fodder Park or the Breeders' Cup races or any Grade 1 races. So we know what our notch is. When I say we, that's me still speaking as if I was part of Fodder Park, and I am, technically, having been there for some dozen years or so. you know, it's still the minor league of horse racing, and it's not going to get that attention that the major leagues of horse racing will get. But it's just nice to be on there and be recognized now and then. Doesn't take anything away from the horsemen who are involved. Obviously, you know, there's some terrific horsemen there, but it's just a lower rung of the quality of horses that run there. So when it's appropriate, it'll shine. If not, it'll be just kind of, you know, playing into the shadows of the big boys and the big tracks.
Chris Katulak of the TVG Network is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's get into the Kentucky Derby. As Daddy mentioned to Chris, very rare. The two favorites are in the 1 and the 20 hole. Now, are you agreeing with those two as the favorites? Just kind of give me your overall view here of this 20-horse field.
Yeah, I would have to agree without question that you're looking at the logical favorites with Looking at Lucky along the inside. I know you guys have been discussing him and Sydney's Candy to the outside. For the record, I was an Escondorea fan at the start of the year, just loved what he did at age 2 and was expecting him to really blossom with his pedigree, and he sure did. But with that said, I always respected what Looking at Lucky brought to the table with his scrappy, tenacious races. He never won by that much, and if he lost, he only lost by a little, and he had a good alibi. I also love the way Sydney's Candy was evolving. He has the pedigree to just continue to run long, and I like the transition he had from age 2 to age 3, where he ran in that 7-furlong race, and from a 7-furlong he went to a mile and a 16th, and then to a mile and an 8th. And he did it all, for the most part, up on the front end. And there are some people saying, well, he had some soft fractions. Those races weren't that taxing on him. Well, great, in that it didn't cause him to use so much going up into the Kentucky Derby. I believe that he can maybe settle in and really show his class. And I believe he'll be forwardly placed. I don't think he's going to be right up on the front end. I'm actually going to put kind of a positive spin on that number 20 post position. I spoke with Joe Talamo yesterday in doing an interview with for TVG. And I said, hey, Joe, isn't this kind of a blessing in disguise? He says, yeah, you know, it might be. Post position number 20 means I'm the last one in. I could be the first one out. You know, some of these other horses, particularly, you know, 1 through 10, they're going to be standing in the gate for a long time. They could be flat-footed. That could work against the front runner. So I believe Joe will capitalize on that and get into good positioning. But I don't think that means he's just going to dart right to the front. So while maybe they would not have chosen post position 20 if they had their option, which they didn't this year. They went to a conventional draw, a random drawing. I still think that's going to work out well for him. So I believe Looking at Lucky could win it. I'm just not picking him. My top pick will be Sydney's Candy, but Looking at Lucky will be right there. And a number of horses maybe for some trifecta plays. Have you guys discussed playing this beyond the traditional win wager?
Oh yeah, we want your picks. We want your top three,
okay.
My friend. We want
All
your
right.
top three.
Okay, well, here's what it is. It's going to be Sydney's Candy, and if you want a $40 trifecta wheel, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put Sydney's Candy on top, and then I'm going to, of course, use Looking at Lucky. So first Sydney's Candy, and in the second position, I'll use Looking at Lucky along with Noble's Promise, who he's kind of, remember Hertz and Avis, they had the commercials years and years ago where Avis's slogan was, "We try harder." Well, they knew Hertz was always number one, but Avis tried harder, and they were always right there. Noble's Promise has kind of been running in the wake of Looking at Lucky in a number of races, but I think he can be right there. So I like Noble's Promise and Super Saver with Calvin Burrell. Don't you know he's going to be at the rail and save every bit of ground that he can. Let me give you some numbers. It'll be a little bit easier for folks in case they want to jot these down. Sydney's Candy is number 20. So I'm going to use the 20 in the first position. And for that second tier in a trifecta wager, which, of course, is you have to pick the first, second, third place finishers, I'm going to use numbers, ready for this, 1, 3, 4, 14, and 16. All right, and then for that third tier in the trifecta wager, here we go, here are the numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 14, 16, 17. That's a $40 wager. I know calling off all those numbers doesn't make for good radio, but you guys can kind of fill in the blanks later. And if you have a little bit more of a budget and you want to split this wager with a buddy, to make that wager with using Looking at Lucky, that could win also. So that means either Sydney's Candy or Looking at Lucky can win. That's a $68 play. And I'm going to make that wager because I think it could go between one of these two horses, and I don't want to get burned by spending $40 and not spending the extra few dollars. when I could have had also looking at Lucky for a total wager of 68. So that's going to be my play. It's called a trifecta wheel using those horses that I mentioned in that manner.
Okay, Chris, I want you to know how my handicapping, when they hit the first corner, I think these three horses will have the lead. Line of David, Rules, and Conveyance. Am I correct?
You're correct, except Rules scratched out of the race, so he's not in. So there's no way in heck that Rule's going to be on the front end. You are so wrong there.
Well,
yeah.
I just see Tony, why? It just happens. It happens. Well, Chris, what about the condition of the track? We all hear that it's going to rain a lot, which could get it way off fast, way off good. Is that going to affect the two favorites in this race?
Here's my feeling about rain. Yes, it is forecast. We've all seen what happens at Churchill Downs. They protect that track so well against rain, and if it does rain, they've got the track sealed, which is to say they compress the top 2 or 3 inches, the cushion of the racetrack, they seal it. They push it down with rollers or floats. Floats are like a heavy metal sheet that they pull over the top of the racetrack behind the tractor, and that compresses that cushion. So if there is rain, the rain falls on that compressed dirt and then just drains off to the inside. Hopefully, if there's a break in the weather, they can take the harrows or the rakes and open that track up again. But Churchill Downs is notorious for working with the rain. They're also notorious for having a very fast racetrack when it comes to the Kentucky Derby, whether that means it's fast by the means of how it's officially rated, fast, good, slow, muddy, sloppy, what have you, or whether it's just fast because they've kind of worked it so much that it's a little more glib, maybe a little more harder than it typically is, so horses are going to scoot over it a lot faster. As weird as it sounds, I'm not really concerned about the track condition. If you look at what the horses have done in preparation for this race, all but one horse in the last 6 days has trained over a track condition other than fast. It was either sloppy, good, or muddy from April 23rd to April 27th. The only horse that's made a final preparation move over the good track was Jackson Bend onto the 22nd. So they've all had a chance to get acclimated over it. Will it affect some more than others when the race plays out? Sure. Who's it going to be? I don't know. Basically, I'm not worried about it.
Chris Gatulak from the TBG Network is joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. One of the things I always look at, Chris, is speed and how they've been getting better on the number, on the form. And it doesn't seem like there are as many fast horses this year. In fact, only two that have hit 100 or better the last race out, Sydney's Candy and Devil May Care. It looks like, does that mean overall the field's not as strong or they're just not as fast?
It could, yes, how about that? It could mean both. I don't want to dogpile on this field and say it's not as strong as years past. I know that happens. There are some years where I think there's a strong field, other years there's not. And then sometimes you think one thing and you're proven wrong as the year plays out. You see what happens after the Derby, and it may or may not be what you expected. As far as Sydney's Candy going, I believe he is a horse that can continue to improve. And we don't often see front runners win the Kentucky Derby. Usually we see a horse come from mid-pack or from way back, like we saw with Mind That Bird. But I think Sydney's Candy has the stuff to go on with it and win it. I don't know he's going to make every pull a winning pull, which is to say he's going to go directly to the front, but I think he'll be forwardly placed. I do think that he can improve, and you mentioned about speed. He has it, and, you know, speed and stamina, that's what the ideal racehorse has. And I believe Sydney's Candy has it in his pedigree, and he's shown it in his performances as well. He has a beautiful stride. When he won on February 15th in the San Vicente at 7 furlongs, I remarked on air on TVG, I said, look at this horse's stride. You don't think he can stretch out and get a distance of ground? Well, he went the mile on the 16th, and he was able to win that race, and then a mile on the 8th, he comfortably won by over 4 lengths. So the distance is not an issue as far as I see it with Sydney's Candy.
Chris, you mentioned Mind That Bird, a horse that comes from off the pace's Icebox. Can he pass them all?
You know, originally I was not giving the Florida Derby much attention. I wasn't looking that hard to Icebox. He is part of my trifecta in that third tier. I'm not picking to finish first or second, but I do think he could finish third. I mean, if you just kind of look at the numbers and say, all right, I want to come from behind horse, he's that. He came from 11th to win by a nose in the Florida Derby. That is a major stepping stone to this race. What's more, he has trained exceptionally well at Churchill Downs, whether it be over the fast track or the sloppy track. He went 46-2 for the half, and that was breezing. That is a mammoth move. And Icebox, I do now think, is a serious threat to win this Kentucky Derby.
Well, Chris, we'll let you get out of here with this one because there is a local connection with one of the horses. A part owner from Grand Island is on Mission Implausible, number 14. I know you threw him in as part of your try. Break down Mission Implausible.
Well, Jeff Whitey Richardson is who you're talking about, of course, with one of the co-owners of Mission Impossible, and I have him to finish second or third. I love his pedigree, Unbridled Song, who is a son of Unbridled, who won the Derby himself. Mission Impossible has the class, has the running style. He's not necessarily way back, but he's not necessarily right on the front end. I think he could settle into the position very nicely, and I think he could be right there. Also know that Windstar Farm, the owners of Super Saver, we have connections as well. Susie Baker, who ended up marrying one of the principals of Super Saver, is a Grand Island native, and she used to work at Fauna Park as a mutual teller as well. So you kind of have to root for the Windstar horses as well. So just know that there's a couple of rooting interests, and that, again, makes me beam with pride with my roots in Nebraska, and it should anybody that's listening right now.
Well, Chris, we appreciate the time as always. Are there two, three horses you can just automatically eliminate and say, get rid of these, they don't belong here?
Yeah, I would say the six horse. Are you ready? I drew a line through the six Stately Victor, through the eight Dean's Kitten, through the nine Make Music for Me. Well, maybe not Make Music for Me. The Philly Devil May Care. I don't know what they're doing running her in this race. She's a nice filly, but the best filly in the land, or the best fillies in the land, are going to run the day before tomorrow in the Oaks, and that is a fantastic field right there. Conveyance, if he wins the Kentucky Derby, I'll come and do next year's show live on the set with you, because I just don't think, and I'll do it in my boxer shorts. I don't think Jackson Ben can win it. The 15 Discreetly Mine would stun me if he won it, and I've got a line through the 18 Back Talk and the 19 Homeboy Chris. So that's pretty close to half the field that anything can happen. We saw that last year, with Mind That Bird. But these ones would really kind of have me scratching my head, just as it did last year with 50-1 Mind That Bird.
Well, Chris, it's always fun. It's the greatest 2 minutes in racing, greatest 2 minutes in sports. So we will talk about the Kentucky Derby a little bit more as the week progresses. And we always appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, I want to say one more thing, if I can. If you go, I wrote a story about racing in Nebraska and the Midwest for a publication called Midwest Thoroughbred. And if you go to the website MTW, that stands for, M Midwest, MWT, so MWT Mag, like magazine, so the website is MWTMag.com, MidwestThoroughbred.com. It's a story about Exarban, and it got up on the website about a week ago, and I am receiving emails from people not only that I haven't heard from in a couple of decades, people I've never heard from in my life, and it just tells warm stories about racing in the Midwest, specifically Exarban. So
awesome.
if your racing fans want to look at it, and that includes you guys as well, give a look-see at MWTMag.com.
We will definitely do so. Chris, hey, I appreciate it. We'll talk with you again before the next couple of legs of the Triple Crown. Best of luck.
All right, thanks, guys. Always fun to discuss racing, Nebraska racing or otherwise. Thanks. Appreciate the work you guys do.
Take care, Chris. Chris Kutulak from the TVG thanks. Network. Check him out on the Tube, TVG Network. And, of course, again, that website, MWTMag.com, MWTMag.com. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And then when we come back, we'll rehash what happened last year as these guys are trying to throw out two-thirds of the field. I think we'll have a little fun when we come back, plus Joe DeMeo right after this.
You say tomato, I say tomata, tomato, tomata. No way we're calling this thing off. This is Scott from Builders inviting you to attend our free tomato clinic this Saturday at 10 a.m. in our Kearney store. Come see Master Gardener, garden expert, and all-around tomato head Mick Ross as he shows you what plants to choose, how to care for them, and more. That's this Saturday at 10 a.m. at Builders in Kearney, where we do gardening best.
Builders does it best. Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Well, I've been doing P90X for 30 days. You know what I discovered? My abs. They look fantastic. Where were they?
Okay, here's what I like about P90X. They never, never fail to disclose the truth. You tell me what I've got to do and I'll adapt my schedule. So far, so good. So far, so easy. Okay, not easy. My abs hurt. A lot. But that's the reality of getting into shape. This is about a personal commitment you have to make. Embrace it. It's a lifestyle. Now, it's different from other workouts. It's at home. It's efficient. It gives you things like energy and confidence. Yeah, I can see my abs, but I also see my personality changing. I'm simply in a better mood. I really challenge the listener to embrace this. It's not just a workout system. It is a lifestyle, nutrition, and workouts. You can call 1-800-301-P90X, 1-800-301-P90X, or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin, ESPNRadio.com/Colin.
They run for the fun at Bonner Park, thoroughly thoroughbred right from the start.
Live racing Friday and Saturday at Bonner Park. Saturday, the pageantry and excitement of the Kentucky Derby. Simulcast for wagering. Enjoy live Dixieland music. Souvenir glasses available. Plus, on Saturday, the $25,000 Al Swihart Memorial Stakes. Racing Friday, 3 p.m., Saturday, 1:30 p.m. No racing Sunday. Bonner Park, Grand Island.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partial sunshine develops across the area today, along with a chance for a few showers and storms late today and then into this evening. Highs are reaching the low 70s with northwest winds, staying gusty at times to around 10 to 20 miles per hour. Showers and storms are possible tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. And don't forget, coming up this Saturday, Golf League for some folks started this week or started last week, and they just went, oh, my God. Oh, it's not good. It's not good. How did I drag these clubs out of my basement, out of my locker? Why did I put them in there last year? I need something new. Putters, drivers, irons. You need rescue clubs, whatever it is. Get ready for Demo Day, brought to you by Golf USA, this Saturday from 11 to 4 at Meadowlark Hills Driving Range. There is no charge to come down. You can try clubs from great brand names. They carry all of these every day at Golf USA. How about Nike? How about Odyssey? Cleveland? Tour Edge? Cobra? Titleist? Ping? TaylorMade? Callaway? All the top names when it comes to golf gear, golf equipment, golf clubs. They'll be there for you to try free of charge from 11 to 4 this Saturday. Greg Morey, the great staff at Golf USA, going to be on hand and help you decide which club. I mean, you're like me. You're so far out there, you don't know. You didn't even know that that club shouldn't be in your bag. They're going to tell you, hey, why don't you try this? You're going to walk up there, you're going to hit it a couple times, you're going to go, whoa, sell it. It's mine. That's what I want. Put it in a bag. Golf USA, open for you. Up by, of course, the mall, the Hilltop Mall. And then don't forget their demo day this Saturday from 11 to 4 at Meadowlark Hills Golf Course. No charge. Call them today for more details, 237-5599, 237-5599. Every Thursday, Joe DiMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk a little fantasy baseball. Joe, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how you doing? What's going on?
Well, we're getting ready. We've been talking a little football. We've been talking a little Kentucky Derby, and now we're ready to talk a little baseball. And, of course, folks, don't forget, go to fantasyplayersedge.com for all the information you need every day, 24/7. If you've got a question for Joe, send it to the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Joe, we're not quite a month in, and are we seeing any significant trends already develop?
Let me just tell the listeners out there that Albert Pujols, Chipper Jones, J.J. Hardy, Justin Morneau, Casey McGahee, and Joe Mauer will not be playing today. So adjust your lineups accordingly if you have time to get them out of your lineup and make some changes. Now, getting on to some trend lines, it's fairly normal. I mean, we have some great players who are simply underachieving. People like Mark Teixeira, Carlos Lee, guys of that caliber who are underachieving. Josh Beckett, my stars, Jake Peavy. You know, some of the closers have been absolutely devastated. Then we have, marginal players who are playing, you know, way over their head. Guys like Kelly Johnson, who I believe has hit his seventh home run not too long ago, yesterday, as a matter of fact. Andrew Jones, six homers, batting 290-plus. So it's been that blend, if you will, of stud players not playing so well, but they will. Don't give up on the Teixeiras of the world. Teixeira will be fine. And then marginal players who are hitting over the head right now. And the thing to do with that, guys, is ride those guys. Ride the Kelly Johnson, the Andrew Joneses, the Chris Young, the outfielder from Arizona, Josh Willingham, Jose Guillen, Kobe Lewis, Dallas Braden. Even though Braden got roughed up last night, he had a couple of bad breaks. Ride those players until they cool off. And take advantage each season of a couple of guys who get hot during a 2 or 3 week period and just plug them in. And then when they start to cool off, just cut them and move on to the next guy who might be on a streak.
Joe, a team leading everything is Tampa Bay right now, and they're really doing it without their DH, Pat Burrell, doing much at all to this point. Is that the big surprise to you? I know a lot of people thought they could do good things, but being in that division and to get off to a 16-5 start like they are, and soon to be 19-5 because they play the Royals next, that's got to be the shock, doesn't it?
No, I predicted them to go to the World Series. I predicted the Rays and the Phillies to go to the World Series. You take a look at them, their pitching staff is very, very deep. It's young and deep. When they got Rafael Soriano, I thought it made a tremendous difference at the back end of their bullpen. And their lineup, unquestionably, is one of the best lineups in baseball. It ranks right up there with the Phillies and the Texas Rangers and the Yankees. I think it's even a little better than the Yankees lineup. They got a great blend of speed and power up and down the lineup. Burrell, the aforementioned Burrell, is starting to hit just a little bit. They seem to have a find in this young catcher named John Jaso. He looks like a hitter up there. And then they got bench strength with, the Sean Rodriguez's of the world, Willie Ibarra's. They're deep. They're solid. They're going to contend all season. I think they'll give New York a run for their money, and I have not ruled Boston out yet. It's too early.
Joe DiMaio of FantasyPlayersEdge.com is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he does every Thursday. We remind you, if you ever have a question for Joe, you can go to his website or fire it off to us here, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Joe, any DL news, somebody going on, somebody coming off, somebody going on the DL that maybe he's got a backup worth looking at?
Well, it's been a crazy year. There's so much talent on the DL right now. Brad Ridge just got activated today. The Phillies are off, so no need to rush him into your lineup. But you guys have been patient. You'll find out whether that patience has paid off. But as you go down to Jorge De La Rosa, Brett Anderson, two young, good, reliable pitchers, both hit the DL this week. Anderson's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. I would still stash him. De La Rosa probably will take more than 15 days. He's got a real weird finger injury. Medically, I can't explain it to you, but it does involve the knuckle not being stable. So so those guys there are just on. Kerry Wood's getting closer. I think Kurt Suzuki's going to go on the DL today. He's got the dreaded oblique problem, and I think he's going to go on today. Brian Roberts still hasn't been cleared. Kinsler is raked, and he should be back tomorrow at the latest. Felipe Lopez is on the DL. Ryan Zimmerman, I don't know what they're waiting for. He missed seven games in a row, and but for some reason they just have not added him to the DL. Outfield is Nelson Cruz, Brad Hawk, Manny, we all know, Carlos Guillen, and Jacoby Asbury. These are terrific athletes. All of them on the DL. I don't think, guys, I've seen a spate of injuries like this in the decade that I've been, covering and playing fantasy sports.
Joey, most fantasy leagues, it's all starting pitching and closing pitching. Is there any room for relief pitchers in there?
There are some leagues where they value holds. And there are some guys in rotisserie formats who like to play middle relief as a source of strikeouts, ERA, and WHIP. I'm not from that school. For me, I don't use middle relievers in my rotisserie formats because they don't value hold. So I'm more likely to just work with closers and SP1s, 2s, and 3s on irrespective rotations. But there are formats that that value those guys who set up those closers, every night.
Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. He joins us every Thursday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, thanks so much for the time again this week, and we'll have some more questions ready for you next Thursday. Best of luck in the upcoming week.
Yeah, Doug, Daddy, you guys take very, very good care of yourself, and I'll look forward to chatting with you next week. Take it easy.
Sounds good. And if you ever have a question for Joe, check his website. He can help you out there, or you can send it to us in advance here at the show, Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's go to the Debt Popper inbox before we take our final break. Aaron and Carney says, Montreal! What a game seven last night. Once again, Halleck played out of his mind. That's, of course, the goaltender. And Washington did not have an answer for him. Montreal to hold Washington to a 1-for-33 in the series on power plays is amazing, considering the type of firepower the Caps have. Good job, Montreal, and too bad you're going to lose to the Pens next round.
Wasn't exciting. Saved 135 shots on goal, I believe, and it's what he was able to stop during that series. Something incredible. So good for him.
But the embarrassment of a number one seed losing in the first round with one of the greatest players in your sport cannot be overlooked. I mean, you lose game seven at home on your ice with one of the best players. Something going drastically, drastically wrong.
Yeah, the last three games, 132 shots saved out of 135. That's just amazing, amazing performance.
He used to play for the Storm?
Yeah, there you go. No, he did not.
We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show next.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You have to meet with clients and colleagues, but business travel is a profitability killer. Airline ticket, cab, hotel, tips, meals, ticket alone, $300. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting.com, $49 a month for unlimited online meetings. You can host 5 meetings or 5,000 for $49 a month. It's the award-winning online meeting service brought to you by Citrix. With just a click, you can host sales presentations, training sessions, product demonstrations, or collaborative sessions from your desk. No more flying, no more leaving town. The tips alone on a travel trip cost you more than GoToMeeting.com. My listeners in the herd get it free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. How? Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com. Promo code Colin.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Partial sunshine develops across the area today, along with a chance for a few showers and storms late today and then into this evening. Highs will reach in the low 70s with northwest winds staying gusty at times to around 10 to 20 miles per hour. Showers and storms are possible tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, and don't forget.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Is that flag actually not blowing off the pole over there? Show's over. We're going outside. I can't believe it. Good time to get yourself down to Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center for all the baseball, softball gear you need, from bats, gloves, cleats, uniforms. They'll get them set up for you. It's that time of year that if you're getting ready for your team this summer, you want to get the coolest colors. You don't want to look like the other team. You want to get the best selection. Get in there. Get it done now. Caps, uniforms, travel bags, bats, whatever you need. Maybe you just need some practice balls, a net. They've got it all. Everything they have, everything you need, they have. And if they don't have exactly what you need, they can get it for you. Misco Sports open 7 days a week in the downtown Kearney Center, including late night on Thursday. And this is
Thursday.
It's Thursday, people. Swing down and check them out at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. The Royals begin an 11-game road trip tonight. Oh.
And you started off against somebody struggling? No, you started off versus Tampa Bay. That's bad news. Bad news.
Speaking of good baseball, Kearney American Legion, they've got their barbecue coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, just south of the I-80 interchange, just south of the entrance to the arena, the next entrance south. Broadfoot Sand and Gravel is where it's at.
Gets underway at 6 o'clock. Let's give some folks a chance to get a ticket. If you would like a pass in to tomorrow night, we'll call us right now at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'll give you a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's Kearney American Legion Baseball Fundraiser. Be going on from 6 to 9 at the Broadfoot Sand and Gravel Shop. The entrance to the shop located just south of the First Tier Event Center. Live auction, silent auction, games, raffles. It's always fun. They've got a lot going on. And for more information, you can get a hold of Rick at 627-5218. And that's taking place tomorrow. If you'd like some passes, call now at 888-455-3776.
Doug, NBA basketball last night. Denver gets rid of an elimination. Plays. Sticks around to play for another day. At the same time, they lose their center. Nene is gone with a knee injury, and if he's gone with a knee injury, I think so are the Nuggets' chances to come back and have any chance of getting back in that thing.
Well, wouldn't be fun. Wouldn't be good. Don't forget, folks, if you're looking for something to do this afternoon, go out to Baldwin Park. It's a rematch of the Class A Boys State Soccer Championship from last year. Kearney High, Millard West gets underway at 4 o'clock. Millard West won last year on a goal with 2 seconds remaining. Millard West is ranked fourth. Kearney High is sixth. The first time ever an Omaha team has traveled to Kearney for a soccer game. It's boys at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And also congratulations to Hastings College's Lindsay Ducey. She's going to have a display at the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame, be part of the Ring of Honor, where they honor some of the best collegiate players over the last year. So congratulations to her.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, tomorrow, Doug, I want to get this in. Turner Gill, I want to get this in. Rob Childress, I want to get this in. Steve Anderson, more Kentucky Derby talk, all tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to seeing you then, 14:16 a.m. Dial in Kearney, 15:50 in Hastings.
Of course, we want to thank UNK coach Daryl Morris and Brad Kernick with the Gridiron Club, Chris Kutulak of the TVG Network, and Joe DeMeo. We'll be back tomorrow. See you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.